When one analyzes Sefer Bereishis and goes through, in particular, the days of creation, seeing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's important to pay attention to perhaps the discrepancies that exist between each and every day, and by doing so, gaining insight into each step of creation. What I'd like to focus on tonight, in particular, is the sixth day, the creation of mankind, and hopefully analyze some scriptural differences that exist when it comes to the creation of mankind, and by doing so, gain insight as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intentions were, and what is our ultimate tafkid and purpose in this world. The Torah begins and tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes up with the idea of creating a human being, Hashem says, "Vayomer Elokim, Nasa Adam Tzalmenu Kmosenu V'yirdu B'gdas Hayam V'Shemayim V'Behema V'Chol Ha'aretz V'Chol Ha'remes Ha'romes Al Ha'aretz." HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains that He wants to create man, B'Tzalmenu Kmosenu, reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tzalem Elokim. And the Torah goes on, "Vayivra Elohim as Adam B'Tzalem Elohim Bara Oso Zachar Nekeva Bara Oso." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind B'Tzalem Elokim. What exactly is it, Tzalem Elokim, this reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that God endowed mankind with? Another interesting element when it comes to the creation of mankind is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's comment at the conclusion of its creation. The Torah tells us that almost on every single day which HaKadosh Baruch Hu engages in a creative act, that after He engages in that act, that He comments that He is happy and satisfied with that creative act because it is Tov. In the beginning of the Parsha, you can see in Pasuk Gimel through Dalet, it says, "Vayomer Elokim Yior," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create light, "Vayior, Vayar Elokim Asa Or Kitov, Vayadel Him Min Or Vein HaKoshach." HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the Or was good, that He created, and He separates between Or and Koshach, between light and darkness, that He sees that the light in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was good and positive. However, when it comes to the conclusion of the sixth day, the Torah tells us, "Vayar Elokim Es kol asher sabinei tov ma'od v'yer v'yivoker yom hashishi," that Hashem does not comment and the Torah does not comment about the positive element which exists with the creation of man, that man in particular was tov. Rather, it was es kol asher v'hinei tov ma'od, that it was everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created which was good. Why does God not focus on the particular creation of mankind as being something which is good and positive, like He does when it comes to the creation of light and other elements of the Shivas Yimei HaBereishis? The Sfarim simply gives an answer that the difference is because once we have reached the climax and conclusion of creation, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the opportunity to reflect upon creation in its totality and needs not focus on each particular element, and that is certainly a plausible justification and explanation of the pasuk. However, the Meshech Chachma gives in a slightly different direction. Meshech Chachma explains by answering both questions at once, and when it comes to the creation of mankind, the Tzelem Elokim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with, Meshech Chachma explains that is referring in particular to our creative capacity for free choice. That our reflection and the Musa Elokim, our element in which we reflect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our ability to choose freely. Other animals, the way that God created them, is that they have no ability to choose differently than their animalistic desires, than their DNA and genetic makeup. If there's an urge, they must act upon that urge. That is how they were created. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with creative capacity to overcome those animalistic desires and urges, overcome one's Yetzer Hara in order to choose to act and to live his life as he sees fit, whether that is something which is positive or whether that is something which is negative. And that's how He endowed mankind with free choice. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not comment that mankind was Tov, because inherent in that powerful responsibility to choose is also the great danger that one may choose negatively, that one may choose something which is not Tov, but Chas V'Shalom, that which is Ra, which is detrimental to their development. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not comment in an absolute way that the creation of man was good, because perhaps man will choose poorly, and they will choose to live their lives in a negative sense. And therefore we see when it comes to creation of man that we have these two different poles. On the one hand, man is not inherently good. He's not tov because he could choose negatively. He could choose to live his life in a detrimental way to his own self-development. On the other hand, that ability to choose and even to choose something which is not per se tov is actually what gives us our ability to be B'Tselem Elohim. That is the Mus Elohim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with. And therefore within this great holiness and responsibility could also become our great downfall. And therefore, I think what the Torah and the Meshech Chochma is getting at is that we need to recognize the power that we have, the potential that we have in our ability to choose freely. That on the one hand, it's not an absolute good because of the unfortunate ramifications when one chooses negatively, when a person chooses to do things which are detrimental to their self-development, which goes against the Ratzon and Hashem. But on the other hand, the fact that we have the opportunity to choose, if we choose wisely, so then we are able to truly reflect the Tzelem Elohim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed only us with, only mankind, and that will bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amir Tashem, as we start the new year and start Sefer Bereishis again, we'll be able to keep this in mind and use this great responsibility of Bechira Chafshis to choose wise in order to reflect the Tzelem Elohim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with.